You are listening to an American Free Press podcast.
Joining me on the line is the Pastor Terry Jones from Stand Up America Now. Pastor Jones, thanks for joining us today.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Pastor Jones, we spoke a couple of times. I think we did about two interviews over the past several years where we introduced you to the listeners, and it's always a pleasure for me to have you as a guest. I found out from interviewing you that you are certainly not the crackpot that the mainstream media wants to present you as. You're a level-headed fellow who really just wants to express his opinion. And unfortunately, because of that, you've been forced to take a position where you find that you have to defend yourself, and not just from words, but perhaps even from bullets or machetes or whatever it might be, because you actually now, you have a bounty on your head. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. We have received several hundred death threats. Plus, there's a terrorist organization out of Pakistan that's put a reward on my life for $6.5 million. And then, of course, as it was in the news media here lately, quite publicized, I am on the Al-Qaeda hit list. I'm like the number two person mentioned on there, and I believe the only American.
Mm-hmm. Do you know who the number one is?
No, I do not, and I don't know for sure if that order means anything. But I happen to be number two on there, right?
Congratulations. Does that have to do with you burning Korans? Do you think mostly is that the main reason?
I think it's probably the main reason. I mean, we've spoken out against Islam now since actually 2009 when we first put the sign in the church property that said Islam is of the devil, and in 2010, of course, we had the worldwide event. In 2011 is when we burnt the Quran, and since then we have done it several times, along with last year, we burned in protest demonstration the ISIS flag.
Mm-hmm. Nobody complained about that, I guess.
I don't think so, no.
And of course, there's evidence that ISIS is a creation of the United States and Israel. So all this stuff is very complex, very complicated. But your message basically is that Islam, the religion Islam, is not compatible with American ideals and values. Is that right?
Yes, very definitely. That would be basically the core message, because I believe Western society is based actually on the First Amendment, the freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and freedom of religion, freedom of the right to assemble and address grievances. And those are all things that are completely taboo, punishable by death in Islam. It's very, very obvious, I think, that Islam is in no way compatible to Western society and Western thinking and to a free thinking, critical society.
And I guess there's a lot of evidence about that, and even from the smallest of actions where some Muslim, I believe it was in France or somewhere in Europe, he saw a Christmas tree and he got mad. I think he hacked it down, screaming Allah, Akbar, whatever it is they say. Did you hear about that?
I think I did, but yeah, there's plenty of examples. I mean, Islam's been around 1,400 years, and in that 1,400 years, they've continued to do their crusades, take over countries, terrorize people, kill people, behead people. I mean, as you know, it's punishable by death just to simply convert from Islam to Christianity. So Islam is definitely not a religion of peace and is definitely not a religion of freedom. They know nothing of a Bill of Rights or civil rights or women's rights. It's very, very obvious. The history of Islam speaks for itself.
Mm-hmm. Now, when I first heard of these attacks in Paris, I thought about you. And the reason I did was that from our interviews, it struck me that you really had a great point there, that if these Muslims, if these adherents to Islam cannot take criticism, cannot take any sort of joking about anything that has to do with their prophet or their religion, then that could present a problem in the future. And it seems like, as I said, if this event did unfold the way that the mainstream media wants us to believe, and these two brothers did carry out this act, that what you have been saying for all these years is true, that at some point, we do have to, when I say we, I mean the West and all the values and ideals that the West stands for. The West does have to stand up and kind of piss these people off to the point where they're going to do something and then there's going to be the reaction to their action. Is that accurate for me to say that?
I think it is. I think we definitely cannot back down. That's why I think it would have been good in solidarity if newspapers around the world, or let's say around the Western world, would have in protest printed then pictures of Muhammad, and just to let Islam know that, you know, we're not going to be intimidated, we're not going to have our freedom stolen from us, and if they desire any kind of contact with the Western world, then of course they are going to have to realize these are our values and these are our standards, and one of those is, of course, our main foundation stone, and that's the First Amendment, freedom of speech.
Right, exactly. Now, after this event occurred, I got an email from your organization, Stand Up America Now, which is on the web at standupamericanow.org, and you were scheduled to appear, I believe that's on CNN, and that was the fella Anderson Cooper, his show, which you had already been on before in the past, and I had actually watched a few segments of that on YouTube till it, you know, angered me to the point where I just turned it off because of the way that he was attacking you and treating you. Of course, he doesn't do that to other guests when they align with his way of thinking or his master's way of thinking. What happened with that? Did you eventually get to go on Anderson Cooper's show?
No, they called, and they were very, very expressed a great desire, wanting me to have come on there. They the people that contacted us anyway, they asked us not to take any other offers from other stations, and they were sending the car around to pick me up, and we were going down to the studio in Sarasota. Yeah, and then all of a sudden they canceled for no reason. They did not give a reason. What was kind of ironic was the next day, the same thing happened with Fox. Fox called. They wanted me on some, I think it was more of a conservative program, and they were doing the same thing. You know, please don't go on any other program, and we'll send the car around, and we'll go to Sarasota and do the taping. And then they canceled. And this time we asked them, or they gave an explanation. They said, well, why are you canceling? They said, well, we're right now, we're only concentrating on people from Europe. Which I thought was kind of, if you kind of backwards for an American station, not to be interested in the threat that's here in America, or let's say the threat that is against an American. I thought that was a very odd thing. So they actually also canceled. Of course, in the meantime, I've done many, many interviews, but that's how those two turned out.
Okay. And any other mainstream media interviews that you did besides the cancellations of CNN and Fox?
Well, I did hear local. Yes, I did hear local ABC. ABC's carried quite a few things. I did also hear locally here Fox. I did the Bradenton Herald here. And then, of course, articles. I did a couple with the Washington Post. So I have done quite a few in the last several days, yes.
Okay. And what were they mostly interested in when they interviewed you?
Yeah, they were interested in talking about mainly about the attack there in Paris, and about me being on the Al-Qaeda hit list and what I am doing about that as far as any type of extra security or protection. Was I surprised about the attack in Paris? And of course, I was not surprised. Those attacks I've said many times, they are going to continue. They will continue in Europe, and they will start and continue in America. That's why it's very important that we do something and stand up. I think there's several things that we could do here in America to go ahead and set a warning or a standard to the Islamic community. But those are the main things they wanted to talk about.
Okay. And are you still protecting yourself? Are you still armed?
Oh yes. And I just had this morning the FBI visit me at my house. And we are definitely armed, and the local authorities here in the FBI, they are watching over the situation. They monitor my house. They drive by there quite a bit. They will definitely be a very heavy police presence at the event that we are having on Saturday.
Okay, and why don't you tell listeners about that event?
Yeah, we're going to be Pastor Wayne Sapp and myself. We are going to be in front of the St. Pete Times. In downtown St. Pete, between 12 and 1 o'clock, we will be carrying pictures of Muhammad in solidarity with the magazine there in Paris that was attacked, and of course, standing also for freedom of speech. I think now is the time to do it, to show them that we are not afraid, we are not intimidated, And also, we're sort of standing as an apology to the French people for Obama's decision not to send a representative to the Paris Solidarity March against terrorism. I found that absolutely appalling and surprising, and that was just horrifying that we did not show some type of a presence there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people would say that's because Obama is a Muslim.
Yes, I would say the same thing. I mean, I think it's quite obvious. He even in the book that he wrote, there's a direct quote there that says, if things get hard, or if hard comes to hard, then I will stand with my brothers, the Muslims. And of course, we all know he welcomes care into the White House. He rejects prayer meetings in the White House. There's absolutely no doubt that that he definitely has very much pro-Islamic leanings, tendencies, and is himself a Muslim. I mean, where he went to the school in Indonesia, they put down there his religion as Islamic. So I think definitely.
Mm-hmm. Listeners, if someone was interested in helping support your cause or your causes, what should they do?
Yeah, they can go to our website, standupamericannow.org. And they can contact us there through email. They can make a donation. They can, keep an eye on what we're doing and participate. If they're in the area or can make it, we have events. Like I said, for example, even one this Saturday where people could come to.
Pastor Terry Jones from Stand Up America Now, I want to thank you so much for the time you spent explaining all this to the listeners, and looking forward to talking to you again real soon.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.